Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know about you, but this device is pretty significant in my life. Is it true of you too? It gives us the ability to be in touch with people, to communicate. It's a phone. I actually have different ringtones for different members of my family. I can tell who's calling me just by the ringtone. I have one for my wife Mary, my two daughters, my brother, and a few others. So it's used as a phone. But one of the ways I really use this phone a lot is through texting. Texting has become a way to communicate, a way to reach out to somebody. You know, sometimes you may make a phone call, that person's not available, and either you miss them or you leave a voicemail, they call you back, you're not available. But texting gives you the ability to send out a message, knowing that the other person may not be available right away, but they'll respond when they can, and they respond. So texting is something like conversation in a different kind of way. Now, if you text something to somebody, they can text you back with a response by writing something. You go back and forth with that. We do that in conversation. You know, I talk to you, you talk to me, we share ideas, we have a conversation. But also what we do sometimes is someone's talking to you and they ask you, here's a simple example, someone asks you a question about something, you just go, no words, just shaking the head. There's a lot more descriptive ways that we communicate, some maybe not appropriate for this room, but we do things in different ways. And we do that with texting. We can send an image, a sign called emojis, and that says something. I have many of my favorites, you know. Of course, we're familiar with the smiling face or the sad face, different things like that. But one of my favorites is this one. Did you ever talk to somebody and you get a response back and you feel like they just didn't get it, or what they're responding is just, you're just frustrated about. And it's this gesture. You're talking to somebody and they respond, you just go, oh my God, you just sort of, you know this gesture? Or it can also be this and this, you know, like, oh my God, they just, you know, but this gesture. It's one of my favorite emojis. Look on your phone, you'll probably find it. It's this emoji of just a face with the hand over the eye like this. You may have your favorite ones that you use. Why am I bringing this up? When I read this gospel reading today, you know, Jesus didn't have access to cell phones. The communication that we have today, although it seems he did a pretty good job of communicating and caring and being in relationship with folks. But I was thinking, if Jesus did have a cell phone and did have the ability to text, I was hearing this gospel reading today as if it was a texting conversation. Jesus communicates to his followers, to his disciples, that close-knit group of folks. He talks about this, I will die, I will be killed, and rise in 3 days. A very significant message of Jesus, this invitation that we are called to give our lives. We are called to enter into the suffering of this world. It's what Jesus did, opened his life to that suffering. He's communicating this message to his disciples. So I can picture him texting that, press send. I guess they're not available right now. The next sentence in the gospel is Jesus says, well, what were you talking about? I can picture Jesus texting to his disciples. So following up from that previous text, about you being my followers and giving your life, what are you talking about? And then one of the disciples has the courage to text back, so we were talking about who's the greatest of us? And I could picture Jesus texting back that emoji. Oh, just, they just don't get it. But Jesus continues in relationship. Jesus continues to call us to something going forward. Jesus cares for us. And I'm sure in my own personal life, there's days that Jesus could look at me and just say, George, oh my God, you're missing it. You know, just. But Jesus loves us, cares for us, and calls us to something challenging. The message of Jesus is a very difficult one because Jesus calls us to enter and engage in the suffering of the world and the suffering of our lives. I don't know about you, but I reflect on my own life. The greatest moments of transformation have been moments of suffering. Whether there's moments that come at me, or whether it's decisions you make to change, to let go of something, to be transformed, there's suffering in that. And that's the great message that Jesus gives to us. It's a lot easier for us to just dwell and spend time with each other talking about who's the greatest or other topics like that. But to engage with each other, engage with this world, going to the edges and identifying with the suffering of this world is transformative for us. But it's not something that's easy to do. And sometimes we'll opt not to do that. There's a phrase I heard recently that said, when you're accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. When you're accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. When the world starts changing, when our lives start changing, that can be a threatening thing. And we're called, if you want to use the word, to engage with that, to go through some suffering of change in our lives and enable ourselves to be transformed. That's where transformation seems to happen in my life. And we as a community here at St. Paul's are challenged to be in relationship. Oh, we may occasionally go to each other and say, oh my God, you didn't get that, you know. Committee meeting, we have some frustrating time. We may be going in one direction with something, change direction or another thing. That's part of relationship. That's part of being in community together. But being in community, we open ourselves to be transformed and changed and brought closer to what God is calling us to be in this world, to have power in this world, to make a difference. And so we can choose to do that or not. We can continue to just talk about who's the greatest or topics like that, or begin to walk with Jesus into this journey, because that is what prepares us for the fullness of life. That is what prepares us to engage and enter into that new life. And it takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime for that kind of transformation to happen. And we can make a choice to be open to that. Just want to conclude with a quote from Brian McLaren. I don't know if you're familiar with Brian McLaren. He's a spiritual writer, speaker. He's written some really wonderful books over the years. And Brian McLaren offers this. I want to share it with you. I'm going to read this a couple times. Maybe it's not that there are two places beyond the door of death, heaven and hell. Maybe it's not that there are two places beyond the door of death, heaven and hell. Sometimes I wonder if hell is just what heaven feels like for those who haven't learned in this life what this life is intended to teach. Let me read that again. Maybe it's not that there are two places beyond the door of death, heaven and hell. Sometimes I wonder if hell is just what heaven feels like for those who haven't learned in this life what this life is intended to teach. For some, heaven might be quite overwhelming if we haven't spent our lives trying to engage in what Jesus teaches, engaging what Jesus calls us to, engaging with each other in this wondrous life we live. So this day we hear that reading from Proverbs, from the wisdom tradition, James calling us to a wisdom that is certainly not necessarily the wisdom of this world, but sometimes a wisdom that is overpowering in our world, and I think we can see it today. And in this gospel, we're called to let go, to change, to suffer. That's part of the Christian tradition, and it may even lead us to give our lives and offer our lives for this teaching of Jesus. Hopefully heaven isn't going to be overwhelming for you, but it will be an experience of, yes, this is where my life is heading and leading. And I don't mean just heaven after life, but now here. St. Catherine of Siena once said, heaven is heaven all the way to heaven. And we can live that life now in community together.